Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Labor Day to everybody out there. And I tell you what, we're bracing for a big snowstorm coming in here tomorrow and actually coming in Wednesday. So things are about to change up here and we're going to get into some other stuff. But right now, Russell, how you doing, brother? Welcome to the show. How was your weekend, man?
I guess it was all right, brother. Pretty, I guess by all intents and purposes, pretty lame.
Right. I had a quiet weekend, man. I did nothing. The first time I was able to do that in months. So I did nothing for 3 days. It felt good.
Pretty much a ditto on that here, man. Didn't do anything at all, man. Got caught up a little bit of stuff around the house I needed to, but other than that, I sat there and watched Russian crime series on Netflix.
I may be
a Russian agent.
Well, I had to cancel my Netflix. It was getting too expensive. So, but I tell you what, man, we've got a lot of things that's been going on, coming around and everything. And as you know, there's an alert up here in New Mexico. Antifa is already here, and they're in Albuquerque. We're trying to get eyeballs after so we know where they're at, where they're staying at, and everything. And they're supposed to be here for a rally. One of the main big churches out here was holding a Back to Blue rally up here, and all of a sudden these guys wanted to show up. And that's not going to be until Friday, so we're on alert over here. Because you know how Arizona Antifa is, and I'm wanting to burn, loot, and everything else and stuff. So, but anyway, so I might be down there, you know.
Well,
that's fun. So, but get some souvenirs.
Yeah, well, there's some pretty good intel right now, and I've heard this from two or three different intel people that are way smarter than I am. But, of course, we said this is coming for a while, but may have gotten here. It's the back channel chatter. Now, everyone, please pay attention. This is not 100% confirmed, okay? This is what we call back channel chatter.
Uh-huh.
And it's just bits and pieces of intel that come in. And I have some very good friends at some pretty good places that share this with me. And it appears that Antifa, along with BLM, are setting up a TET, Vietnam War, anybody remembers that TET type offensive, where they're going to hit multiple cities at the same time. And we're not talking throwing rocks and Molotov cocktails, okay?
Yep, so, I heard that same thing down up here. In fact, it was one of my intels up here that was telling me that same exact thing you were going through. And it's interesting because it's getting close to elections. Our early primary is actually next month on the 17th, and we were just talking about that. And to me, that's like, well, besides this rally, Black to Blue rally, we think they're coming here, too, to interrupt the voting poll elections out here.
Well, here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing, and I've been watching a lot of the different media platforms and stuff like that, and one thing or another, and when I say that, I'm just not looking at memes and stuff. I'm kind of tracking through their different groups and stuff and following the threads and that sort of thing, kind of basic soft recon, if you want to use that term. It's probably not quite appropriate, but it'll do for what we're discussing.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's I've never quite seen this, especially since the last election and stuff like that. These liberals that are going on there are absolutely being shut down, conservatives. I mean, it's hard.
It's getting ugly.
Unless you're straight up liberal on there, on one of those pages or something, anywhere else, it's hard to find a liberal anywhere trying to troll anybody that doesn't get shut down immediately. Now, I mean, it's just done nicely and firmly. We know the media's lying to us. I've seen some internal polls, and it's not what the media is telling you right at all. So, as Biden and Harris is absolutely unraveling, I mean, you know, it's absolutely ridiculous, Joe, because he goes out there and says, I will not stop fracking. Donald Trump is lying, and we've got him on videotape 3 months prior during the Democrat primary. He's going, oh, yeah, we're shutting fracking down. Yeah, that's done. That's over. Of course.
And that was debunked.
It's something else I can't track on either. These black churches and NAACP and all these black organizations and stuff have called Joe Biden 1994 Act. It was the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act, I think is the correct name of it. And they
the
say
three
that
strikes
is
the law.
That is the worst biased racist legislation ever passed.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was the three strikes law that you're talking about.
It literally locked up a generation of young blacks and Latinos. So there's no way he can run There's no way you can.
And guess what? All over for an ounce of weed. Most of them get life sentences just for an ounce of weed.
Yeah, well,
you know.
Anyway, I kind of drifted off there a little bit to quote my point. Is what I'm saying is their campaign is just bleeding from every orifice, man. And, bottom's falling out of the polls. They're not saying anything about this violence that's been going on and on. Has hurt them. They thought they were doing something good. They shot themselves in the foot there. So just stay with me a minute here, folks. So,
right. And here's the thing, Russell. Virgil just joined
like
in, but go ahead, brother, and I'll explain.
Okay. If it looks like you're going to get your ass handed to you in an election, that you absolutely cannot lose because you're going to literally hang for the treason and corruption.
Exactly.
What do? You do everything humanly possible to disrupt that election. And that's
and
where this whole test... That's where this whole tax offensive thing makes a lot of sense.
And me, you, and Virgil, we predicted this months ago that as it gets closer to the elections, we're going to see more violence. We said this many times over. Be ready.
Oh, yeah, 100% correct. Hey, Virgil, how's it going, brother?
We dropped the call. Hopefully he calls back in. But we predicted this. We said this months ago. As it got closer to elections, we're going to see intense and them coming out. We'll see more violence. And, you know, I'm not really surprised. But here's the thing that pissed everybody off here in New Mexico. The mayor had the balls to tell us, calling us anti-rioters, okay? Saying that we need to back down and not show up when Antifa gets here. It's like, fuck you. You know, who you calling anti-rioters? We're Americans.
Anti-rioters. Now that's, I'm not sure what to think about that, bro.
Right. So, and it's odd that, a couple of days ago, the mayor blocked off half the streets there on Central in Wyoming there in Albuquerque, and we were wondering what the fuck was going on. Now we know.
Yeah.
Call back in, Virgil, if you can.
Oh, man. You know, it's just, I don't know, brother. I don't know, man. It's just, I don't.
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm going to have this guy call in on the show that Chris, that I was telling you about, because he did have, they're aware of what's going on and everything, because he's been down in Portland since day one, and he's one of the members of the Proud Boys and everything. And I've been watching this stuff go down for weeks, and everything. But I was kind of stunned because he got hit with two bricks right in the throat, dude. I mean, right in the throat, knocked his ass down, got back up, shook it off. He was choking and gagging, but he shook it off. Said, "Fuck this shit." And he went in there and he got him. You know, but they know basically some of the intel that's going on and everything. And he was telling me they're aware of what's going on up here. But right now, most of them are heading down, back down to, I think, to Louisville right now. Because the shit that's going on down there. You know, and everything. So, you know, and it is, it's like you said, this is intimidation. That's all it is. Intimidation.
Oh, yeah. With fear and intimidation, that's what this whole thing is about. They're wanting to scare people into not going to the polls. It's very important to them that you mail in vote. So that the liberal cesspool. Union cesspool, known as the fucking U.S. Postal Service, so their operatives, a.k.a. mailmen, can throw boxes and boxes of Republican votes away.
Right, and here's the thing. the reason why they're doing this, because everything, ever since they've been writing and stuff, brother, and I'm seeing it right here, this state was blue for 35 years. Well, guess what? All of a sudden, it's going to be flipping red because we're seeing it. And the Democrats here are in deep panic. Not just here, but everywhere. They know it. The more these assholes riot, the more they're helping us win. Because people are waking up and getting tired of the shit.
Well, yeah, but see, you got the backside of that, Joseph, is I think the Democrats have lost control of their ops.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, not
they've
just
lost control
it's on
of their
the
operation.
Other side, too. And I'm like you, I blame the other side, too.
Well, and I blame, actually, who I'm pissed off most at right now are Republicans. Because not one of those rhino fuckers has stepped. Well, let me take that back. There's one or two that have spoken out, but the majority of them are hiding and haven't said a fucking word because, just like the Democrats, because they're as guilty as the Democrats, they want these investigations to go away and they want President Trump to go away. And that's not fair. If you don't like that, I don't know what the fuck to tell you except to get over
it. And that's the exact 100% truth right there. But that's what this whole thing is about. They all know they're going down, you know, and they're doing everything they can to keep everything occupied and busy and everything. But what they're really not seeing is, look at all these kids that were recently rescued by U.S. Marshals. Nobody's talking. Our news station was talking about that, but I don't see any other news stations talking about it. But they were here. But look at all that. There were kids. There was, what, 8 kids yesterday that was rescued.
Oh, there was 39 in Georgia, 20 or 25 in Ohio, and then 123 in Wisconsin, and that's in the
and
last
nine more,
5 or 6 days.
Right, and 9 more were rescued that were found in containers getting ready to be shipped into China.
That doesn't surprise me any at all, brother. People need to understand this, that it is the utmost important that we get our president reelected. But
exactly.
And I get so tired of hearing this. We need Republican this, we need the House, and we need the Senate, and then we're really going to get. Ladies and gentlemen, we had the fucking House. We had the Senate, we had the presidency, and your fucking hero, friggin' Cornyn and McConnell and company did nothing. Paul Ryan, McCarthy and company did nothing at all. Nothing.
Speaking of Paul Ryan, I haven't heard a peep out of him lately, have you?
I'm thinking he was one of those 30 or 40 Republicans that spoke against Trump or wasn't going to vote for Trump or was supporting Biden or some shit. I may be incorrect on that, so don't quote me, but I thought I read that somewhere.
Right, that was Roger Hill. He said his phone's dead. He's trying to recharge it. But my gosh, I mean, how much more bullshit are you all going to take after? Really, I mean, you know.
Exactly. You know, I mean, exactly. What's the friggity frackity frop frop going on here, ladies and gentlemen? You know.
I had one of my friends today ask me what happened to the 3%ers. Well, they're out there. They're doing things. But where's the rest of everybody at?
Let me tell you about the 3%ers. I don't have much faith in those guys at all.
Exactly what I see.
No, don't misunderstand me. At one point, they were a great organization. but it all became about numbers and da da da, this and that. And now some of these characters they got running around, just it's an embarrassment. They're flashing
right
centers, like gang signs. I'm telling you, Joe, it's one of the saddest things I ever fucking seen in my life.
Right. Why do you think I don't trust them here in New Mexico, brother? I've been saying it for a long time. I don't trust. There's maybe a small handful, but I know a lot of them out here. And let me tell you, I would rather be with you and Virgil when shit goes down, because I know we can have each other's back. But with these guys, mm-mm. No. You know? Mm-mm.
Well,
no way.
You know, that's kind of, I don't even know how to say it, brother, but that's
right.
Kind of one of the bad things, man, is these groups have just, I don't know what to tell you, man. They just deteriorated.
I hate to put it that way. I hate putting it that way, but that's how I feel. I mean, after seeing everything going on and knowing how they are now, because most of the militias here are all left. They're liberal militia groups, and it's like, you know, I don't trust any of them, you know, and everything. But, hey, Virgil, welcome back, brother. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. My phone might die out. My charger went bad, and I didn't realize it. My phone went dead. I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants on this phone here.
Well, you know, you got to stop using them on those midget strippers. You know, you got to quit energizing them.
No, I go through more plug-in chargers in a truck than anybody. I don't know what it is. I don't care where I get them from, top of the line or the cheapo depots, Radio Shack, shit, whatever. I just go through them like a 1 year old through diapers.
Yeah, I got the same one I've been using for a year. Except for my phone, I dropped it again the other day. So I waste more phones than I do cords.
Yeah, well.
But with all this bullshit that's going on, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm not surprised that Antifa is here. They are here in Albuquerque. We're trying to pinpoint where they're hiding at. I'm thinking they're going to be at the CA truck stop down there and everything. So, but, you know, we called this guy. We called this Virgil. We called it Russell. We said as elections get closer, we're going to see more shit go down. Better stock up on food, you know.
Well, it's It's getting pretty hairy, you know.
Yep.
You know, tough talk is being passed back and forth. I don't know what to think of these people following behind this Grandmaster J. What is all that noise in the background?
Not me. I don't have a dog. I do, but I'm not anywhere near them.
But
I was watching all that, and, you know, I was laughing in a way because they didn't get a chance to block the traffic or anything down there in Kentucky. But, you know, they and stuff, but that's because it was all virtual, and they didn't realize that. You know.
Well, another thing, you know, he's he mentioned Louisiana, that they got invited to come down to Louisiana, and he mentioned Congressman Clay Higgins' warning to them. I guess he's gonna act like a tough guy, and I hope he stays where he's at. You know, for the sake of my people, I hope he stays where he's at, because of the legal trouble that people are going to get into if they show up.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's amazing, bro, that after watching these guys and stuff, they don't know shit.
Well, the thing is, Joseph, the thing is, okay, excuse the pun, but he shot himself in the foot when he first started mustering over there, and he got on the bullhorn. And Russell probably caught this, too. You need to load a round into the chamber. Okay? That's what he told everybody. Well, on your last video, Shine, you said if you let the bolt go forward and load a round in the chamber, the weapon would fire without pulling the trigger. Now you're telling your people to load in a round and let the bolt go forward.
Yeah. Well, they're just killing each other.
Just.
You know.
But what amazes me is that all of these people are following behind this idiot.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. I've seen videos after videos. I was watching a lot that live feed Sunday, like you were. I was watching the same feed. I'm sitting there dying laughing because everybody is like, are they going to shoot themselves this time or what? Now everybody knows. You know.
And then he was complaining about, I talked to the governor, which the governor wouldn't even waste his time talking with that stupid son of a bitch. That was all a bunch of bullshit that they weren't supposed to be sandwiched in between the protesters, the militia protesters, and the police.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he backed his people off.
Right,
you know,
right.
I mean, it was, you know.
I think he got scared, to be honest.
Oh, he got scared, because they were outnumbered. They were outnumbered. No, I watched the video.
I was watching it with you.
They were outnumbered at least 5-1.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, you know. But you live and learn. But anyway, you know, with this thing about, you know, them saying Trump was talking bad about the vets and everything, we all know this is bullshit lies because the Atlantic is actually funded by Biden.
Well, what is this hoopla about? I didn't catch it. Maybe Russell called it. But what is this hoopla about Trump calling the war dead losers and all of that shit?
That's what I'm saying. It's been debunked. But they're still agitating it and everything. But it's been proven because the owner of the Atlantic is owned by Steve Jobs' wife, Laura Jobs, and the stocks is owned by the Biden family.
Well, what?
Hello?
Where did this come from? I mean, what is this all about?
It came from this so-called anonymous. Go ahead, Russell. Go ahead. Explain it. You probably did better than I can.
Anonymous resources from the Atlantic, which is a liberal rag newspaper, whatever you want to call it, toilet paper. Very left-wing. Mrs. Gates, was it Lauren Gates or whatever, owns a majority of the stock. She owns controlling interest. Biden's own stock in it. This is nothing more than a smear job. And, of course, Fox News and everybody else picks it up and echoes it. And we know, and everybody else knows, that the president loves and respects the truth. But they're trying to play out there to their
companies,
and they're trying to turn as many people away from the polls as they can. And remember, one of our biggest pains in the ass when it comes to voting. And I'm going to go ahead and step on some fucking toes here. Fuck it. The biggest pain in the ass of voting is these fucking judgmental, fucking self-righteous, conservative Christians. Oh, my God, he did locker room talk. Oh, well, he talked mean.
Right.
We're just sit at home. Well, you know what, you cocksuckers? Oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to say that. You cock holsters. You know what? I hope y'all are the first homes that get burnt down. I hope your old fucking dried up twats are the first ones to get drug out to the streets.
Right.
I hope y'all are the first ones beheaded. Because you know what? Y'all are absolutely worthless. And here's a hint. This ain't the motherfucking end times, and you ain't getting whisked away. Your ass is fixing to get stacked if you don't get up and vote. So, I'm sure I pissed a lot of people off there.
Right.
Oh, well, you told the truth.
Right. We got 100% because we've been saying this. My pastor will even tell you, you're not going to get whisked away like y'all think you are. You're going to be right here with the rest of us watching the whole thing burn before that ever happens.
Wow.
So, you know.
Well, like everybody's trying to tell me, oh, after the election, this is all going to go away. Bullshit. It's going to get worse.
Yep.
It's going to get worse.
Yep.
If you think that in 2016 these little punks threw a fucking temper tantrum because they lost, you ain't seen shit.
Yep.
You ain't seen shit.
Exactly. And these Democrats, and all them, they know this. And that's why they're pushing all this. You know, they're behind all this violence.
Let me tell
and the rhinos.
Just a public service announcement to you people out there. The next son of a bitch that walks up to me and tell me what a wonderful job Bill Barr is doing, because there's been 1,000 anti-fa fuckers arrested, I'm going to throat punch you, and then I'm going to hold you under the fucking water until the bubble stops, you stupid son of a bitch. All
right? Right.
Let me tell you.
Even I'm watching this, Russell.
Barr is a fucking swamp creature. All right? It's a distraction, you dumb Tennessee size IQ sons of bitches.
Russell's saying the crust ain't gonna take the crust.
Well, if you let him say it and quit interrupting him.
Go ahead, Russell.
Until these treasonous son of a bitches go down, that we have the evidence, we've seen the evidence, they know what the evidence is. Barr has the evidence. Friggin' that piece of shit Ray, who God only knows why Trump had fired his ass yet. I have no fucking clue whatsoever. The man is dirtier than the fucking socks I got on right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So until these people start going down, nothing is happening. You're being distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Wake the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, I agree with you 100%.
I don't see any reduction, you know, even if this is happening. I don't see any reduction of anything taking place, any of the criminal activity taking place that they're supposed to be curbing with all of this. I don't see any reduction in it.
Mm-hmm.
All I see is an increase.
I never, go ahead, Russell.
Well, you know, people don't realize, and what really pisses me off, Trump is standing out by there by himself, like Joseph and I were talking about earlier. Where are the fucking Republicans? They're fucking hiding, and they want these investigations. They want this shit to go away just as badly as the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've had 2 or 3 Republicans speak out of however fucking couple hundred of them we got, 50-something in the Senate, 100 whatever we got in the House. What, 2, 3, maybe 4 of them have spoken out, and the rest of them are hiding. They want this to go away as badly as the Democrats do, ladies and gentlemen. Well, and you better realize that.
from what I saw in the name list of Epstein's Black Book, a lot of Republican names were on there, too. That's probably the reason why.
I haven't seen it either, and I'm not going by that. But you did come close to hitting the nail on the head, because the more and more of these pedophile rings that get busted, it looks like more and more of this shit bullshit is taking place.
You know, I've been wondering, Virgil, do you think we might have been cause of that chain reaction here from several months ago when we busted that open with Arizona?
Well, that could be a good part of it, but a lot of it, believe it or not, is from right here in Louisiana, Devil Springs, Louisiana, the Denny Perkins case.
Yep.
That is a lot of it.
Yep.
That is
and
a
New
lot
York
of
too.
It.
And New York, don't forget, we were helping that New York cop up there exposing a lot of shit. So there's chain reactions going everywhere with that right now. But, hey, hats off to the U.S. Marshals for rescuing those kids and those 9 kids yesterday from that container. Good job on doing that.
You see, the problem with the Denny Perkins case is they have children that have came forward and they gave them polygraph tests. They gave them polygraph tests and all to make sure they were telling the truth. And they investigated this and they have not found one yet that has made a false statement about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is there are children that are being molested in these videos that they don't know where they are. They don't know who they are. They don't know if they're still alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
exactly.
that's what has this major investigation going on. They're not putting it out in the media, but I have very accurate inside sources that this is going all the way up, that there is a Interpol investigation along with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard you talk about that. Yep.
So, and it is producing fruit. It is bearing fruit. And
so there we go.
They are locking up people too. They are confiscating. They're locking up, and it. I mean, the shit they can't go into detail as to what they found on his phone and his laptop computer, but they showed it in court to the grand jury and to the judge. When it was shown in court to the judge to get the indictment to go before the grand jury. The videos were so disgusting and so vile that the judge had to clear the courtroom.
Wow.
I mean, they literally had people gagging and virtually to the point of passing out to see this. And even the judge, you know, the judge even said if he never lives to see anything like that again, it'll be too soon to what they did to these children. And two of age women rape victims. So, I mean, this is all entwined together. This is all entwined together.
It's just a matter of time before the whole
this
thing
is falls. This is bigger than they ever imagined. And what is surprising them is coming all from a little rinky-dink town in Louisiana called Denham Springs. Okay? And it's just mind-boggling to everybody about how he got away with this long. And they're claiming there was no red flags. We didn't know anything about it. Bullshit. Evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Evidence is coming up day after day that they did know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Sheriff Jason Ard. Sheriff Jason Ard is possibly going to federal prison because of this. Because he knew about it. He knew about it. He knew about
it. If they knew about it, Virgil, they all deserve to go. Every one of them. If they knew about it and allowed that to happen to those kids, they all deserve to go.
They don't deserve to go to prison. They need to be taken out, put on their knees, and executed in public.
Right. Yep. I agree.
One other real quick thing. Y'all heard about the huge Biden turnout in Kenosha, right?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Eight people fucking showed up.
That's all I know. What about you heard about the one guy that got caught on fire that you're making fun of right now, didn't you? The Antissa that got lit
video.
Up.
Did you see that, Virgil?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was hilarious. That was hilarious.
It's a Twitter smash
hit
right now.
That was just about as bad as the Shine militia shooting each other.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but I tell you what, man, this whole thing, it's unraveling. It's blowing up in their faces right and left. But, we're going to continue to see more. We're going to see more bloodshed and all kinds of stuff.
I can tell you this. We've been calm in Louisiana. We have been patient in Louisiana.
Same here in New Mexico.
But I'm going to tell you right now, Russell can testify to this. I know my people.
Mm-hmm.
I especially know my people when they get to drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They can be the most funniest, hilarious people in the world when they're happy and drinking. They can be the world's worst weapon of mass destruction when you get 10,000 drunk coon asses that's got the red ass.
Yep.
You cannot talk to them. You cannot reason with them. They are the most hard-headedest motherfuckers in the world whenever they get the red ass and they are drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to fight. There is
mm-hmm.
no question about it. They are going to fight. They
mm-hmm.
are going to throw beer bottles. They're going to bust pool cues over people. They are going to shoot. They're going to take straight razors and cut people. I don't give a fuck. These people, I'm telling you, I know my people. I know the Boudreaux, the Thibodeaux, the Joannes, the Arcadias. I know these people.
Mm-hmm.
These people, they're like old diesel engines,
mm-hmm.
They're hell to get fired up, but once you get them fired up, there ain't no stopping them.
All right. Well,
and this son of a bitch here with this NFAC, we're going to start paying attention to Congressman Clay Higgins. We're going to start giving him attention now.
Look with that.
What kind of attention you want to give him?
Right.
I don't, not many people have heard of Captain Clay Higgins. But Captain Clay Higgins has a lot of stroke
mm-hmm.
with a lot of law enforcement in Louisiana and
mm-hmm.
Texas and Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This man has a lot of pull. This man does not compromise his principles.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he got forced to resign from the St. Landry Parish Sheriff's Office. Not because of some abuse or this, that, or the other. He got forced to resign by the ACLU for going into the jails and preaching the word of God to
mm-hmm.
inmates.
Yeah.
And that was, they told him to stop. He said, I'm not going to stop. He said, some people in jail you just can't talk to. He said, but I'm going to try to reach the ones I can talk to and try to turn them around. That's all he was trying to do. And the ACLU raised hell with the sheriff. They couldn't come to a compromise. So he said, well, I got enough time in. He said, I'm going to go ahead and take early retirement. I'm going to go ahead and take my retirement. And I'm going to run for state senator. I mean, U.S. congressman. And he won. He got a hell of a lot of votes. He won.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been an advocate for the U.S. Border Patrol. You know, he has educated a lot of members in Congress, you know. Oh, what's the harm in just throwing rocks at the Border Patrol? And he told them flat out, well, if you don't believe that a rock the size of a softball is a weapon, you better read your Bible.
Right.
And he told them flat out. He told the Border Patrol flat out. He said, if I was y'all and somebody throws one of these and he held up the big rock, he said, I'm returning him with a Glock. No matter what side of the border they on. So, you know, he's made some contributions. He is not a friend of the left. I can tell you that right now. He is not a friend of the left.
Sounds like our friend Marjorie Green, man. You've heard of won her primary. She won her primaries. And, hey, Russell, she's got a beautiful AR that she's giving away. You and Virgil should go on her website. She's going to give it away to him to her pretty soon and stuff. And just go look her up. We had her on the show, Marjorie Green. And she won her primary up there in Atlanta, Georgia, in a blue district.
Well, Messenger and tell her to hold on to it till Kyle Rittenhouse gets out of jail and give it to him.
All right. Well, she's the one, Virgil, that you love to death because she made David Hall cry like a little girl in D.C. That's her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's her. Well, we're very proud of her because, man, she's intimidated liberals so much to hate her right now. But I mean, we're going to see a lot more violence. We're actually right now, we're in September, fixing to go in October next month. Oof, I'd say stock up on food, guys, because you're going to need
You know,
already.
It's like, you know, and they're showing this the slavery memorial down in New Orleans or wherever it is. You know, the statue with the woman holding the baby and the chains around her neck and this, that, and the other. And, oh, boy, they're making a big hoopla that, you know, they need to put this in every state and one just like it and blah, 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 blah. Okay? Well, what are you doing about the acts of slavery that's still going on in Saudi Arabia and Africa today?
And Islam. Yep.
You know, well, Saudi Arabia, Islam, you know, just because one turd comes out of a cat and one comes out of a dog, you know, they're all a bunch of shit. It's both of them shit. So,
right.
I mean, But this inequality. Anybody listening out there that wants to fall for this inequality shit, all right, you need to come take a look at some of these chemical plants, at the trucking industry, you know, and other businesses. I mean, I don't see anybody being oppressed that's not oppressing themselves. Somebody's got something on in the background.
I think that's coming from Russell. It's not me. We got a listener in here in the chat room named Suzette. Someone say hello, Suzette. Welcome to the show. But, you know, I agree with you. I mean, you know, to me,
I mean, 70% of the people that do what I do, okay, 70% is black. owner operators, liquid bulk chemical haulers, 70% in the industry. Okay, and we make we make pretty good. We spend a lot of time away from the house, but we make good money. We make good money. I can't complain about the money. But you also have people that load these trucks, you know, in the plants, you know, at Exxon, Dow Chemical, Georgia Gulf, Arkema. You got a lot of black people that work in these plants, security guards. I mean, you know, the problem is just like Russell has said 10,000 times, and I'm going to re-echo it. Whenever they took the schools and stopped providing education and started with this indoctrination, they took the Votech systems out. They took the the vocational training out. And these kids, they graduate and they come out of high school, and all they do, they just know how to hate the flag, hate the country, and you owe me something. Everybody owes them something.
Right. Hey, you know? Suzette has a question for you. She She said, how is placing a statue in every state going to help or change their circumstances if they complain that they say they are treated unjust?
Well, you're not gonna statue it away. You're not gonna vote it away. You're not gonna protest it away. The only way that you can stop being oppressed is stop thinking of yourself as oppressed. Stop feeling sorry for yourself for something that didn't even happen to you, but happened 600 years ago, and stop blaming me. Stop blaming me for what somebody else did.
Right.
Okay? Just because I drink a beer now does not make me guilty because one of my relatives 10 years ago got drunk and got in a wreck and killed somebody.
Right.
Okay? How does that make me liable for what they did?
Right.
It doesn't.
Right.
It does.
I said that a while back,
you know,
to a native girl who was chewing me out, saying,
okay,
"Lord, you guys stole our land. You guys." I go, "Why are you complaining about something that happened way before you were born?"
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on. We did not steal anything. Okay?
Right.
We did not steal anything. Okay.
Right.
Number one, okay, the initial from the Texas, from the Louisiana-Mississippi border, all the way west of that, you have to look at the French and the Spanish for that, okay? You see?
Let's clarify this a little more to that young lady.
All right.
What was the exact phrase you used there, Joseph? You took our
land? She said, how is placing a statue in every state going to help or change their circumstances that they complain and say they are treated unjust? But she agreed with Virgil.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, first of all, the land was seized as the spoils of victory because we stomped your fucking asses because you didn't want to get along. We have a long history of doing that here. I'm not ashamed of it, okay? The same thing with these illegals and stuff that come across it. Oh, you took our land, da da da. No, we kicked your asses, and we took some land. Yes, we did. It's called the spoils of victory, and the rest of it, your poor ass ancestors sold to us. So get the fuck over it. okay? As Virgil was saying, I'm not responsible for anything that happened 150 years ago, and don't even over 150 years ago, and don't even try to feed me that bullshit, because you son of a bitches just put a woman whose family has a tremendous history of slave owning, one of the biggest slave owning families in Jamaica, on the ticket for BP. You people are the biggest bunch of hypocrites that ever walked God's earth, and you expect us to take you seriously? Well, I'm going to tell you what. Just come on with it. Come on with it, and we will stack you from sea to shining sea.
Right. Well, that's like she replied.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, she replied this. She said, well, if we had not won those wars for the territory, some other country would have conquered and taken it, and they should have fought a little bit better.
Well, you see.
I agree.
Okay. Well, we kicked Mexico's ass twice. We kicked Mexico's ass twice. Okay. Santa Anna pussied down when he got captured and said, please don't kill me. I'll give you all this land. Okay, just let me get the fuck on back to the house. Then there was the Mexican-American War right before the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that came down. Then there was the, then related to that was the Spanish-American War, in which we took Cuba and which we took the Philippines, and you know, we took a bunch of the, we took a bunch of shit from them.
Right.
But okay, but where I'm going, okay, you want your reparations, you want equality, okay, you want to be treated fairly, okay? Well, why don't you go see the people with those big fancy buses that have Black Lives Matter wrote on them? Do you see any of those buses saying, hey, anybody that needs a ride to the doctor, pile on me and nose up in this sumbitch and take them to get their medical care? No, you don't. Do you see them saying, hey, come on, we're going to take you to the grocery store and clothing store, and we're going to get y'all some new clothes, and we're going to get y'all some groceries, you know, worth eating, you know, some steaks and shit like that, you know, and, and we're going to take care of you. No, you don't see that. But they'll load them motherfucking buses up to come burn your black ass out of your own neighborhood.
Right.
Okay. Hey guys. I got an early day tomorrow, so I'm gonna have to burn off. I'd like to leave y'all with a public service announcement. An orgasm is the absolutely best form of stress relief known to man. So when I tell you to go fuck yourself, it's because I care.
Right.
How's it going?
So anyway, be good, Gunny. We're going to go close off because it is close. It is that time. I actually lost track of time. We're having fun there. So, Suzette, thank you for your comments and everything. And you could join us tomorrow.
Thank you, Suzette. Appreciate it.
Yeah, she's laughing. But, hey, you know, I actually got a decent call, a decent listener on instead of those other ones that were here the other day.
I wish that one would call back. I wish you hadn't cut him off. I would pick my load on his ass.
Well, I've been expecting that dude from the future to call in. I called the last time. But anyway, we'll be back here tomorrow and everything. Our friend Chris from the Proud Boys was supposed to be on the show, but he got called out. And he said Thursday he's going to call in and everything. So he'll call in and we'll hear from him and everything. So look for that. And I'm getting some other stuff lined up. So anyway, we'll be back here tomorrow at 7:00. We're going to go ahead and sign off. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Chester, wherever you are.
Play Virgil's favorite song.
Thank you. 99. At a prison down in Georgia, close to the Florida line. I've been here for 12 long years, and I finally made the warden my friend. So he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now Red, he's a dingus dog.